Bobby Bones post show pre show.
Here hanging out after the show on Tuesday. And I guess Amy and I are about to do client meetings.
Mine got switched. Like earlier today, I thought it was right after the show, but I guess it's tomorrow. Phew.
Oh, it's not today?
Yeah, because I wore yoga pants. I was like, whoopsie.
Oh, you did wear yoga pants.
I did. And I started to freak out.
I wore pants. I don't normally. Because this show is the pajama party for me for the most part.
Yeah.
And then I get dressed and do things all the rest of the day. But today we have to record some videos.
Yeah, we do. We have 4 videos.
For affiliates?
Yeah, you dressed up for that?
Not going to say dressed up, but I get a note that goes, be camera ready.
Oh.
Now, and where I get pissy with them is, is camera ready mean we're shooting a TV commercial for St. Louis, or does it mean I'm just throwing a shout out to a head of sales alone in an office?
Was a little bit of both today.
Well, because if I get dressed up and I come in, not today, I'm wearing like some slacky tight pants and a sweatshirt. Not a sweatshirt, I don't know what this is.
Like it's a sweatshirt.
It's a nice sweatshirt.
Yeah.
If I get dressed up and I'm shooting Carl in Tuscaloosa a video for him to watch on his phone, I'm like, why did I waste good clothes?
I get you. Yeah. Good point.
I only have so many ironed hanging clothes in my closet. But then if we have to shoot a TV commercial, I obviously want to get the good clothes.
But there is one person in the studio that's always camera ready.
Okay, let me think. It's not Amy. It's not you. It's definitely not Lunchbox. It's not me.
Oh. You already said the person. It's Amy. Amy's always camera ready.
Amy's in yoga pants.
Yeah, and I missed that memo today that we're shooting videos.
Oh.
Oops.
Well, yeah, that was on my calendar.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I got the email.
Amy, I always feel you look good. Like, your hair always looks good.
I'm starting to get on the train.
Amy,
he's such a suck on point
today. Golly, it's disgusting.
Eddie, even I know I'm not always camera ready.
Sometimes Amy comes in a baseball hat with it pulled down, cover it, because she didn't get any sleep. Oh, you look beautiful.
So you're saying she looks ugly when she comes in a ball cap?
She knows she doesn't look her best. That's why she has the baseball cap pulled down.
See, I'm not saying that.
Lunchbox is like, she knows she looks ugly.
I'm saying, she does on those days, she doesn't look her best. Well, she's looked a lot better.
Listen, regardless.
Know. There's good days and bad days.
But according to Eddie, you look great every day.
You do. Always
people
camera
wonders,
ready.
People wonder what we do after the show. Today, I have two client meetings. I have to shoot a bunch of videos. I have that, you'll hear me talk about it just briefly. I have an event tonight. And I'm not irritated at the people, because I'm very happy that they put me on the cover of Nashville Lifestyles magazine.
Yeah.
It's awesome. But they're throwing an event in my honor, but I didn't do anything to be honored.
What do you mean? You are you who is on the magazine, so I'm honor you.
Can I tell you? Yeah. What is today? July 24th? Mm. January to July 24th, I've been so honored. I'm over it. Between the books and the radio and the comedy and the... Like, I'm done being honored.
Okay.
No more honors.
So do you want us to go or not?
Well, the problem is now I have to be there, and I don't want to be there by myself.
Yeah, good point. We should go.
So, yeah. It's just an odd thing for me.
How many people do you think are going to show up? Honor you.
What's the arena hold?
I think it's just a bar, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just a closet.
Yeah, I think it's just a little
closet at work.
It's like a room.
Yeah, so that's tonight. Okay, yeah, I don't know. Amy, how are you getting away from the kids?
I have a nanny.
Oh, she's gonna come watch it. How is that going with you and your husband working?
Watch good.
It, the battery of kids.
Yeah, watch the house, the kids. Yes. So it's working. We're finding that balance. But like with summer, sometimes it's hard because my morning starts super early. So then her 8 hours, we have her the majority of the day. If they're not in school, her 8 hours runs out real quick. So like if there is something in the evening I would like to be at and it doesn't work out, then she'll just take a chunk in the middle of the day where she has a big break and I'll be with the kids during the day, which is a perfect time for me to hang with them. And then I'll go to your
event. She'll give you chunks
of time?
Yeah. Like she'll only put in like 3 hours. She still owes you 5 for the day at some point?
Yeah. So, well, we talk about the week. We set it up to where it's like, hey, what do we have going on this week? What's everybody's schedule? And sometimes she'll have stuff going on or we will. And it'll be like, hey, I'd love to work, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m., 10 a.m. and then come back from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Something. I mean, it's just like weird things. Like we're very, every day is different, sort of.
Do your kids like her?
They do. Yeah.
Is she older or
she
younger?
Is a year younger than me. And she doesn't have
younger.
Any kids.
Wow.
Because we did have a nanny for a while that was 49 and had 3 kids. And she taught me so much. Like having her was a huge blessing. And we had a nanny before that that was a lot younger, no kids. Everyone's
spitting
been great.
Them nannies out, huh?
Yeah, what's happening?
You know, I feel like the first one, she was great, but it was a rough, that first few months, I think she
because
was kind of like,
kids
whoa.
Were rough. They were just moving here.
She
right.
kind of, I think, wanted to go a different direction with her life. And then I thought the 49-year-old was going to be with us forever. And then she got a better job offer with more money and better hours.
Without saying, more famous person.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just saying, probably.
You got out famous.
I got out.
She was a famous person, nanny?
I don't know. Well.
Like, she, that's who she nannies, famous people's kids?
Well, in Nashville, I think it's, she can't.
There's
yeah.
a market because
there's
of all
a
the
market.
Artists
yeah.
that live here.
Yeah. And then this latest one, I feel like, is great. And I feel like she's with us for the long haul. Thank goodness.
Is it weird to have a nanny?
It's very weird. My husband and I say it all the time. Even saying that word nanny is weird.
I know. It's hard
for me to
say it,
because we didn't grow up that way. But we both are working people with kids that it's just what has to happen, and it's what you call it. I was talking to another friend of ours that has one, and you know her. And her and her husband, they both run a business together. And she's like, it's the weirdest thing, having a nanny.
Because it sounds like a...
pretentious.
Yeah, it sounds like when I, because I have a swimming pool, and look at, you know, we're, here we are, and I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate mentioning it because I feel like, bleh, I have a swimming pool. It feels gross. It's like,
I know, even just now when you're asking me, so how are you coming to the event? What are you doing with your kids? And I was like, our nanny.
A person to gonna person, watch them.
A sitter. That's why someone's yeah. coming over to
just
watch.
Just know, if you're listening to this, it does feel gross. As gross as it may feel to you hearing it, it feels as gross to us that we have to say it. But if we didn't, we wouldn't be honest about it.
Yeah, and we, yeah, it's just, that's our position of being able to come to work and what we do. And I try to explain to my kids about that too, because they just think they have these friends that come over and hang out with them, like Miss Hillary.
Oh yeah, I mean, Hillary, who works on the show, serves as your like second tier nanny.
She helps us sometimes if the nanny can't come. Her name's Christy, but anyway,
the nanny is,
the nanny's name is Christy with a K.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because my sister's Christy with a C.
Well, is anything you want to say before we get started here?
I just hope everyone has a great day.
I love that.
Including you, especially tonight. Enjoy yourself.
I feel awkward from the moment I get there to the moment I leave. And then I feel guilty after I'm gone that everybody had to waste their evening coming up and honor me.
Don't feel that way.
You should feel really bad. I had to hire a nanny.
Oh.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, Lunchbox, anything?
No, just Tuesday, the challenge. Get ready.
That's a show on?
MTV, The Final Reckoning.
All right. I rarely ask Morgan number two. Morgan number two, anything you'd like to say?
No, I'm excited for you tonight.
Oh, great. She's over there dialed in.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
To her computer, like doing her job.
Oh, she's always working.
Yeah. Like just hammering away.
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of her is text her.
While she's sitting next
while
to
she's
you?
She's sitting, yeah.
Oh, I didn't think about that. Mm-hmm. Well, that's funny. Okay, that's a good thing. I
you like want me to say my thing?
No, I'm kind of over you right now.
Why? Because I said Amy was pretty
no,
every day?
It's not.
Why?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, it's just a lot. It's just like, meh.
What? I'm too happy for you?
No one's pretty every day, ever.
Amy comes camera ready
stop.
Every day.
I'm even
watch
Eddie,
the skinnies.
Stop.
Amy.
Eddie,
we
stop.
Post all the morning cornies, watch them all in a
Amy,
row.
Amy, what
you'll
do you
see.
Want to say to him right now? I think as a person, you're beautiful. Physically, mentally, emotionally, you're a very beautiful person. But some days we come in
what?
Not looking 100p.
Yeah, no.
Do you understand? Amy never thinks she looks pretty.
Because physically, mentally, and emotionally, I know I can be a hot mess sometimes.
That's
all
true.
Three.
You're
all
not,
three.
Though. Just letting you know you're not.
Eddie.
Okay, Eddie. All right. Let's get going with the show. Eddie, you want to say it?
Yes.
No, too bad. And away we go.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones. Let go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning Studio.
Morning.
Everybody's here. Amy's here. Lunchbox is here. Eddie's here.
Hey.
Raymundo's in the studio.
No.
Morgan number two's here. Mike D's in here. I'm Bobby. So, yeah, we'll get this day started. If you're dealing with a lot of stress, researchers say the best thing you can do is to actually go out and jog. But, man, I hate running. I get stressed that I have to run.
Yeah.
Because I don't like it so much. Of all the things. And they say when you run, you release endorphins, which puts you in a good mood. It makes you feel better about yourself. And people feel more at ease and relaxed. But the problem is I get so stressed about having to run.
Yeah.
I'm just not a runner.
I'm wondering, does power walking really fast with arm weights count?
Probably. You still do that?
I'm into that, yeah. I'm starting to get more back into it. Because I'm like, why did I ever stop this?
It's really
good. Probably, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I got my walking weights out the other day, and I was like, I'm about to hit this up again. My kids think it's not cool, but I'm like, y'all ride your bikes. I'm right behind you.
Do you let them ride way ahead of you?
Yeah, totally.
They're at the point now where no problem?
No problem. They wait at every stop sign or intersection, or if they have to cross, they stop. So they're pretty good about that.
Yeah. They were just right off. You're like, where'd you go?
Our daughter has done that once, and she will never do it again.
Oh, wow. Okay. All
right. Yeah. Yeah.
There we go.
Let's just leave it at that.
What do you mean?
She will never do it again.
Or else.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Starbucks is planning on opening its first signing store in Washington, D.C. this October. The Starbucks will be located near this university that's an institution for deaf and hard of hearing students. Starbucks will hire 20 to 25 deaf, hard of hearing, and hearing individuals to staff the store. All will be proficient in American Sign Language, and it'll be the first Starbucks you can go into and speak sign language and get your drinks.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty progressive. Pretty cool, too. And near an area where there are a lot of deaf and hard of hearing individuals. I didn't know what you would call someone. I understand deaf. I didn't know hard of hearing. What is that, lesser?
Yeah. Hard, yeah.
I mean, I feel like I'm hard of hearing sometimes. As I get older and I wear headphones all the time.
Yeah,
I'm like,
me
what?
Too.
Huh? Yeah. Wonder if that counts for me. Well, shout out to Starbucks there. I appreciate you guys. That's called ICU. There it is.
Bobby Jones.
No.
Bones.
All right, over to Raymundo with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
In California, the power grid operators are telling homes and businesses to conserve energy ahead of the heat wave. You can help out by turning off your lights, only using major appliances at night, and keeping your AC around 78 degrees. In sports, Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte has accepted his 14-month ban after he shared an Instagram pic of him using an IV to inject vitamins, and that broke the anti-doping rules, so he is suspended.
Someone left a note on your car lunchbox?
Yeah, at the hospital, I was going to visit the baby, and I came out, and there was a note from some listeners that said, hey, huge fans, congrats on the baby boy. Just wanted to say we love you. Avid listeners, hashtag B-team.
How'd they know it was your car? Oh, I guess you talk about it all the time, huh?
Yeah, I guess.
What kind of car is it?
05 Altima, 196,000 miles.
Represent.
They checked that mileage.
Yeah, they must have looked at that odometer thing.
That was nice of them.
It was really nice, and I was just like, that's so crazy that people follow me just to leave a note on my car.
Oh, you think they followed you?
Well, yeah. I mean, they had to follow me, right?
Well, what if
I mean, they're not going to just see the 05 Altima sitting in the parking garage and be like, oh, that's it. They had to be following me.
I didn't think they followed you. I think maybe they saw you get out of your car and recognized you.
That's probably the more likely option.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they didn't say anything to me, so that was nice. Maybe they knew that I was in a state of, you know, just like emotion, so they just let me go in the hospital. But I did take a picture with some listener in the lobby. I guess her cousin was having a baby, and I had just had my baby. She's like, oh, can I get a picture? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, just over here trying to have a kid, but I guess I got time for the fans, too.
Oh, Lord. Of course. Well, shout out to the listeners. You liked the note, though.
Oh, the note was really nice, yeah. And I gave it to my wife, and she cried.
Don't go to the bathroom for more than 5 minutes. Scientists and health officials have found that hanging out in the toilet for more than anything over five can cause big problems. When you're in there, you're dealing with germs that you're breathing in.
Yeah.
It's not so much about your legs or the squat or anything. It's about you're just breathing in all the disgusting. And so the more time you're in there, the more likely you're affected by all the bugs near or around the toilet. I never thought about that. That you're really taking in all that.
Lunchbox, it takes them 30 minutes.
That's bare minimum.
Every time you go into the bathroom, you do a half hour?
Yeah. Every time I sit on that toilet, I get that squatty potty out, and I'm there for 30, 45 minutes just chilling.
You take a book?
Take a book, take a magazine.
Isn't
yeah.
that crazy?
That's a long time. I'm just trained in old school radio. We had to switch out CDs when I first started. So I never go to the bathroom for over 2 minutes and 28 seconds.
So you don't relax. You don't get the full effect.
I don't. If that's the full effect, I don't get it. No, I don't get it.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
If you call our show, Hillary, our phone screener, will probably answer. And so apparently she's been getting a lot of calls about Eddie, like negative calls about Eddie. Has that been the case?
I do get some negative calls about Eddie.
Why? What's happening?
Oh,
what's going on?
What's happened?
I don't know. For some reason, people are not liking you lately.
Is it because he's had a bigger role and they realize more Eddie is too much Eddie?
I think, from what I understand, is they think that he's trying to take over Lunchbox and Amy's jobs.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so to be fair, last week, Amy was in another studio.
Yes.
And so we were working, but it was a bit distant, and Lunchbox was gone. And so Eddie and I were just chit-chatting away. And people don't like that, huh?
No, and they don't think he's positive.
What? How is that?
Eddie, what would you like to say? Our producer, Eddie, who does our videos, who's been, I think, been filling in quite well.
Yeah. Thanks, yeah, Bones. Yeah, and that's the thing, I'm a fill-in, so I have to do the bonehead once in a while if Lunchbox is out. And then I've had some funny jokes a while back, so I did Amy's corny for a little bit. Dude, I'm not trying to steal anyone's job. I'm just trying
to...
Do you
feel like you're a little too fake positive, though?
No, I'm always positive. Even at home, if something's really bad, I'm positive about it.
Lunchbox, what would you like to
you
say?
You are the most fake positive person I've ever met in my life.
Prove it.
Wait, how do you prove that?
Okay. I don't know. I just sounded good at the time.
Just like before the show, he'll be grumpy, and then once the mic's up, hey, I'm Happy Eddie. Hey, guys.
He does laugh at like everything that you say.
Everything.
Sometimes.
And he over exaggerates a lot. That's funny, Bobby.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Let me ask this question, though. Do you think, Lunchbox, that Eddie creates happier scenarios in his life than that really exist?
Oh, absolutely. And he likes to paint this portrait that he just loves going home and he loves doing this when really he tries any excuse. On the air he does. Off the air he's like, man, I'm just going to stay here for a little bit. I'm going to practice my putting so I don't have to go home right now.
He goes to the same old go-to, putting. I did that once, like
what?
2 months ago.
So, Hillary, what are the callers saying we should do? How should we remedy this?
I don't know. I guess they just don't want him taking over their segments and talking as much.
Well, he's not going to take over their segments full time.
Thank you.
Lunch will leave again, and Eddie will do some more. Unless we're going to do it to Raymundo. You want to take a shot, Raymundo?
I can.
Oh.
But then they're going to hate him, too. That's me being positive.
I hear, Hillary, that you answer the phone so much here that you're starting to answer your cell phone like the show.
Yeah, I do. My sister called me the other day, and I was like, hi, Bobby Bones. And then I stopped myself, and she's like, whoa, you answer the phone too much.
So how are the callers these days? Are they pretty nice to you?
Yeah, I've had a lot of people call me lately because they've heard me talk about how people call and are rude to me, and they call just to tell me that they hope I have a nice day.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
And do you feel like that's bothersome to getting to the real calls for the show, or do you like that?
I enjoy that, but also it is kind of because I'm trying to get you some callers, and they're just people who I wouldn't put on air because it's not a segment or a topic we're talking about.
Right.
So it is kind of frustrating at times.
And what's the key if someone wants to get on the show? They have just a few seconds to impress you, pretty much, right?
Right.
So what do they need to say?
If they have a question for you that's like a good question, that's something good, or just being nice, I guess.
So you like it when people ask me questions or if they're nice.
Right.
Got it.
And don't be on speakerphone because it's hard for me to hear. It's hard for you to hear.
She has to tell every caller that. I'm sure that gets exhausting.
It is because they don't listen sometimes too. So then it's like,
whenever I pick up a call and if they're on speakerphone, are you like, oh.
I am sitting there like, great, I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, because I witnessed her. She 100% has warned them, don't be on speakerphone or turn your radio down or make sure that you're listening. And so, yeah, when you go to them, I don't think it's because Hillary didn't do her job if they've messed up.
Well, Hillary, you're doing a great job.
Thank you. I'm trying.
There she is. Hillary, our phone screener. Think about her. Maybe not call her, though, and tell her she's doing a good job. Maybe tweet her. Yeah, there it is.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Morgan number two filling in for Amy. Ronnie Dunn, Toby Keith, Brad Paisley, and Eddie Raven are nominees for this year's Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. Cam announced her Road to Happiness headlining tour with special guest Lucy Silvas. The tour will kick off in Nashville and wrap up in Denver.
Does he love the sun so much that he don't mind the weeds on this road to happiness?
Jana Kramer posted a gender reveal on Instagram. Her and her husband will be having a baby boy. I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny.
It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Jack Reynolds is old, but he loves setting records. He's 106 years old, and he already holds the record for the oldest person to get their first tattoo.
Oh, wow.
The oldest person to ride a roller coaster.
Okay.
And now he's the oldest person to go ziplining.
He's 106?
Yeah, to celebrate his 106th birthday, he went ziplining, which is also a world record.
So at anything you do at 106, that's probably the record for oldest to do.
Yeah, I guess so.
Like, quite possibly, I'll just take a shower.
eat Jell-O.
Yeah. oldest to put on your shoe, right foot, then left. There are so many things that this guy can do. But that's cool that he's 106.
Yeah, he said he's not going to let anything slow him down.
You know, if I were old,
just age,
and people were like, hey, what's kept you living so long? I would just make something up.
Why not?
I'd be like, you know, one teaspoon of gasoline every day.
And a virgin pina colada.
Yeah, that's kept me at this level for such a long time. And then just have people believe that.
Yeah.
That's good. There you go. 106 years old.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Dayton, Ohio. Dana Carter was late for his flight back in October, and he didn't want to miss his flight to Dallas. So he called the airport and said, there's a bomb on the plane.
I don't know why people do this.
Golly. He was just running late, but he thought he would delay the plane a little bit. They caught him. Now he's been sentenced to 4 months in prison. Oh.
Wow, now he's doing real life jail time, huh?
Yes.
But to think that you're going to call in a bomb threat and it's going to hold your plane 20 minutes.
Yeah. Then that's it.
It's pretty dumb.
And then they'll just go, you know what? No bomb. Fly away, people. That's really dumb. He's doing four. Imagine though, you're in jail and everybody's like, what are you in for? Like,
ooh.
That's not the thing you want to tell them.
Mm. No.
He said, I admit, it was a foolish act. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
A guy got pulled over in California. He was going 99 in a 65. So when the cop comes up and goes, hey, man, you're doing 99. The guy's like, no, I wasn't. He goes, well, my, you know, gun says you're doing 99. He goes, that's just the temperature, man. You're looking at the thermometer in your car. That wasn't the right.
Oh.
But it worked? It wasn't.
No.
It was like 80 degrees outside.
That's a good one. I would have fall for it. All right, you're good. Go ahead then. My bad.
He told the cop he knew he wasn't going that fast, and maybe the cop was looking at the temperature in his car, not the radar gun. The cop said it led to awkward silence, and then eventually the guy gave up.
That's great.
You ever do anything to get out of a ticket, Aim?
I cried once, but I really did have to cry. I was probably already emotional, and I just couldn't deal with the ticket. And my husband was in Afghanistan, and that maybe came out of my mouth.
Oh, wow.
And I got out of the ticket.
Wow.
It's all true.
So how does that work? I'm like, you're
this
in your car.
This is a very long time ago.
Okay, you don't have to preface it by saying the time date. Yeah, the little time stamp. So you walk up. Excuse me, ma'am. Do you know how fast you were going?
I'm already crying.
Okay.
I don't know. I rarely do.
Okay. That's your answer, Amy.
Well,
it's true.
You were doing 78 and a 40.
My husband's an actor.
She goes right to it.
Just like that. And then what did he say?
He's been there for 3 months.
What did he say?
He was just like, oh man, that's a bummer. Well, are you, you know, where are you trying to go? Why are you in such a hurry? I'm not. Anyway, I don't know. He was really nice. I got out of the ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember telling that story on air after it happened. It definitely was like 10 years ago.
Did he say he thanked your husband for serving?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he thanked me too for, you know, holding down the fort at home while my husband's gone.
Lunchbox, do you ever get a ticket?
I lied one time when I was 16. I had a standard and I got pulled over for going 40 and a 30. And I told the cop, I said, there's no way I was going that fast because I'm only in third gear and it can't go above 30 miles an hour. And the cop gave me a ticket, and I realize it now. Like that cop knows more about cars than I do at 60. I just tried to make something up. So what a dumb lie!
You probably got the ticket just for making that up, too.
Probably if I just said, "Sorry, man, I'm 16. I don't know what I'm doing."
Be like, my husband's in Afghanistan.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's your never gonna get it for today. All right? 40% of people say they do this every single day. And I'll give you a hint. I do not.
You don't do it every single day?
Oh, I got it.
I rarely do it. But I definitely definitely don't do it every single day.
Okay.
Now, some of my friends do it every single day. And I'm like, wow, how do you do that every single day? That's a lot. But I don't do it every single day. Okay? That's a never gonna get it. About 40% of people say they do it every single day. Just below half. I've tried to do it every single day. I just can't. Our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Do you want to try to spoil it, Eddie?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Work out.
Work out.
Bobby works out every day.
I mean, I try.
He tries to work out every day.
No, that's not it. So Eddie gets workout. Okay, never going to get it. 40% of people do this every day. Amy?
Eat vegetables.
That's right. Terrible.
Terrible. Lunchbox?
That's easy. Go ahead. Clean their ears.
No, terrible too. You guys are terrible. Like you would know. I have it in front of me, so it seems easy.
It's a pretty broad question.
I know it is. Angela, go ahead.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to say?
I'm gonna say flossing your teeth.
You know, I would hope it would be more than that, but it's less. It's for sure less. You think less than 40% of people floss their teeth?
Yeah, every day. Yeah.
Yeah. The answer is make the bed. Make the bed.
I don't. You guys?
No, rarely. Like I said, I try to do it once a day, but.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Make their bed. I like to come home to a made bed. I don't like to make it, though. So it puts me in this quandary. I don't know what to do. A guy in Massachusetts is in Planet Fitness. He's working out, but he's butt naked. He said, whoa, whoa, whoa. This is a no judgment zone.
Oh, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, there is something to be said about working out and feeling comfortable. Am I right? Huh?
Yeah.
Look good. You feel good. You look good. You look
play good.
Yeah, but you can't be nude.
So he got his sweat on naked. Officials say 34-year-old Eric Stago will now face charges of indecent exposure and disorderly conduct after being butt naked. He gets on a yoga mat.
Oh.
He spray that down? Stretching and stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Unaware the other patrons were upset.
Unaware.
He is described by police as strutting around, looking at himself in the mirror.
But we all do that, though, when we're working out.
Yeah, but we don't do it naked.
Right.
And how long did this last?
It doesn't say. When they arrested him, the only thing he told them was, I thought it was a judgment-free zone.
I thought that look alarm would go off.
He's trying to get
him. This is your place, right?
Yeah, and they never say you can come in naked.
Yeah, I don't think you can go anywhere naked.
Yeah.
Public.
It's like, well.
Those yoga people, man, I like the fact that they have no body shame for the most part. Like, if you're hardcore yoga, you just live your life. Like, I admire that. Because they get in there and they fart and they twist. I get in there and I'm trying to do all the poses and trying to suck in. Yeah, I'm the opposite of yoga person. I gotta try to go back. I'm so tight. Like, I wake up, I stretch all night, and then I wake up right back to it. Tight again. I can't touch my toes. I've never been able to touch my toes. So that, I got invited on that fancy dating app.
Oh, okay. So are you gonna do it?
Well, here's the problem. So there's this app for fancy people. It's called Raya.
R-A-Y-A.
Yeah, and you get on and I don't want to say who's on there, but
what do you mean by fancy people?
It's celebrities?
Yeah.
Okay.
You swipe through and you see fancy people.
Okay.
And so you get on the thing. And by the way, I tried Bumble, and them inviting me to do Raya, it seems like I was a bad high school player, and they just said, go to the NFL.
Oh, wow.
So if I can't do the normal one for us. Right. I got on. I was a little out of my league. I don't know what I'm going to do. But that's why no one swiped me back.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, so you see people that we know in Raya?
I see people that you've seen on TV on Raya.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Not people that we know.
And I took a screenshot of one of them because I was going to show Eddie, and it goes, do not do that again or you get kicked off the app.
Oh!
It knows secret. You
yeah.
did it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you just need to get another phone and take a picture of your...
Turn my laptop on. Smart.
Yeah. So smart.
Yeah.
So I tried that. No luck yet. People were really celebrating Mike D yesterday, though, for throwing me under the bus because I didn't really meet a girl. I mean, I guess I kind of met a girl.
You went up to a girl.
I did go up to a girl.
Talked to her.
I did, which is very out of character for me. Go ahead.
Followed that by going to another venue to hang out.
No, well, yeah.
That's what y'all said.
Yeah. I went to that venue first.
Yeah, I know. And that's where you met her.
Yeah, and her whole family was there.
And you were like, hey.
Her family.
And then it was weird. In the most awkward Bobby thing possible. Mike D and I were getting, Mike D, we were leaving, right? Because I was like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
I'm trying to back out of the whole thing. I'm nervously super awkward.
Wait, so you went up to Mike D and said, hey, I'm thinking about going to talk to that girl.
No. What happened was.
You were gonna buy him.
We were watching a comedy show. She had performed. She was sitting behind us.
Yeah.
And watching the headliner. And he didn't know I said anything to her on the way out, right?
No.
Okay.
And I said, hey, dude.
your boy just talked to a girl. Like, I'm 11, right? I know. It doesn't happen to me.
High five me.
I'm super awkward. Yeah.
You'd come back excited.
And he was like, you did? I was like, I did. And so I talked to this girl, and then I said, hey, we should meet and, you know, say what up afterward. And I don't think I said say what up. I'm much cooler now in revisionist history. And so I was walking out, and I was like, I should just go in there and talk to her. Because I got kind of nervous again and caught up in my own. And so he was like, yeah, man, let's go. So we walked back into the bar. And I said, hey, I'm Bob. And she goes, hey. And then she goes, oh, and here's my aunt. And here's Mike. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, you wow.
The- oh, everyone was there. Oh. And so I just slid out. Like, I give them the old Irish goodbye, as
oh,
they say.
Man.
The rock star goodbye. You yeah. slip out. And then.
Houdini.
Yeah. And then I got a message like, hey, did you leave? And it went from there.
Okay.
But I mean, nothing really went.
Are you still talking?
Yeah, when's the last time y'all messaged?
Yeah.
But message is nothing.
Oh. You just smiled last night. 100%.
No,
this
not
morning.
Last night. No.
This
no.
Slow down.
See, that's why I can't. And people were celebrating Mike D for throwing that out there because I wasn't going to say anything yet. It's too close. And then I saw my, you know, my people over on her Instagram account writing stuff, and I was like, this is what I'm not
oh,
trying
boy.
To have.
Oh, woke up thinking about you.
No, I haven't talked to her today. Or even last night, no. Oh, what were you going to say, Mike? I see you hovering on the microphone.
I just thought it was cool to see you, man. You went after it. It was cool.
Thank you. I went after it.
It.
Yeah. He
but I tried to back out.
Game.
I did try to back
Mike
out.
Mike D, thank you, dude, for filling us in.
You got it.
Appreciate it.
You didn't do anything. Stop.
Bobby was like, hey, you're funny.
That's what I said. Yeah, that's what I said. It was very... It's very direct in elementary school. It's like, do you funny? I like fun people. You thank you.
You're crazy, yeah. Bones.
There we go. Really?
Yeah, you're crazy.
Why?
Going nuts, going after girls after their set.
All right. See, that's why I can't talk to you people.
Nah, it's good,
I'm
man.
I'm just
going to
bring Morgan number two and have an adult conversation. Morgan number two, we can talk about stuff, right?
Yeah, we can talk about stuff.
Thank you. Me and a 24-year-old.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't judge me like you folks. If you had a working mom, you most likely help out a lot around the house. According to this, people with working moms end up spending more time doing household chores and caring about their own kids when they grow up. So my mom worked a lot. She was a working mom. She wasn't for a lot of the time. But I hate doing chores. Like I have no, and I live by myself. But I'm gonna say this: I'm clean. I kind of do the chore as it happens. I have a dish. I put the dish away. So I don't know if that counts or not.
That's clean.
And then I, being a single guy, and I'm on the road a lot. Once a week, I have somebody come and clean up after me. Am I out of touch?
No. I'd do the same thing too.
What? You would or you do?
I would. I would get someone to clean my house.
I'm
sure.
gone. So I'm
of course.
Gone. I'm like,
I get
hey,
it.
Here's a little extra cash. Come clean up after me.
That's right.
I pee in the floor over there.
You pee wherever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
I live by myself, man.
Stop.
Walk around. Who cares?
That's awesome.
So you do a lot of the housework, Amy.
Yeah. And I really like vacuuming. My mom also liked vacuuming. And my mom worked. So, and after my dad moved out, my mom started working full time. So I saw a big change of like my mom always being home to my mom always working.
Working moms raise more appreciative, hardworking kids. Says they truly value family time. So I'm waiting on that.
Waiting on that family time.
I'm waiting on that family. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
2019. Time. Yeah, yeah. Let's go over to Raven. Raven, you're on. Hello. Good morning. What's happening?
Hi. Good morning.
Thanks for calling. What are you doing?
I'm driving to work.
Well, I appreciate you picking up the phone and give us a call. What do you want to say?
I just want to say that I love everyone, but Amy's my favorite, and she's definitely helped me get through all of these 31 weeks of morning sickness. So listening to you guys in the morning definitely makes me feel a little bit better.
Well, wow. let Amy respond to you. I got nothing to say.
Yeah. Go ahead. She's your favorite.
Yeah, good luck with that.
And she's
no,
saved
she
you.
Likes everybody, I think. She
oh,
likes
Amy's
everybody.
Sticking up for her now.
She does.
There's no reason
sure.
to say Amy's your favorite. Just call her and tell you listen to the show. I'm just playing Raven. But really, I like the other caller before you better.
That's okay. That's okay.
All right. Hey, Raven, where are you at in Georgia, for real?
Cairo, Georgia.
Oh, man. Used to summer there. That's good.
Yeah, it's good, but I'm 31 weeks pregnant, so it sucks.
Yeah, you know what does that, right?
Yeah, I definitely all right. know what the fuck.
Just making okay. sure. Hey, thank you for calling. Let's Amy say bye to your friend.
Bye. I hope the rest of your pregnancy goes well.
Tuesday's top five. Here we go. These are the biggest songs in country music right now. Number five is Coming Home from Keith Urban, right?
Coming home.
Yeah, there it is. Number four is Mercy from Brett Young.
If you're gonna break my heart, just break it.
It's a good one, huh?
And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it. Take
Number three, Tequila from Dan and Shay.
When I taste tequila, baby, I still see ya. Cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt.
Jake Owen at number two, I Was Jack, You Were Diane.
Do you turn it up? Do you sing along every time you hear that song?
And your number one song is Get Along from Kenny Chesney for the second week in a row.
Get along down the road.
There you go. Congrats to Kenny.
Got a long, long way to go. Scared to live, scared to die. We ain't perfect, but we try. Get along.
This song makes me want to buy a boat.
Of course it does.
Whenever I hear it, I want to get a boat.
Hand, paint a wall, learn to dance.
Buy a boat, buy a boat. Buy a boat, 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 yeah!
Buy that boat.
Yeah, I don't want to buy a boat. I had a boat once. It was so much effort. And then use it like four times a year.
But that time on the water, though, is really fun, huh?
Not really, because I got to worry about everybody else having
fun.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm the ultimate plan. I got to plan the vessel and make sure everybody's happy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's no fun.
Because you're the person with the boat.
Yeah, and I got to drive because everybody else is drinking.
Everyone's texting.
But you don't drink.
That's why I have to drive.
Oh.
Okay, Delicate from Taylor Swift's number one pop song.
Is it cool that I said all that?
It's a good one.
Is it too soon to do this yet? Cause I know that it's delicate. Isn't it, isn't it, isn't it?
And the number one hip-hop song is Cardi B, I Like It.
Hey, I'm the district in the...
It's Amy Jam. By the way, Kenny Chesney will be on Friday Morning Conversation, if you like Kenny Chesney.
Oh, he's so handsome, what's his name?
Those are your top songs in music. A couple things coming up. One, we'll get a Baby Box name update in just a second. We'll see if Lunchbox has named his son yet. Also, Morgan number two, Skinny, in a second. But what I do want to get into as well and throw the phone number out there is that Amy was at a restaurant and saw a guy talking on speakerphone, like in a restaurant. You're in a public place. And the guy's talking to a speakerphone. And so that whole thing's a little weird, huh?
In a small, quaint little restaurant with his phone down while he's eating, basically having a business meeting. On speakerphone the entire time. And I just thought, does he not realize that he's
he
in public?
Care. So the question is, somebody doing something awkwardly rude in a public place? Because feet are a thing I don't like. And when people take their shoes off and they put their feet places in a public, that's a weird thing to me.
Yeah.
And I fly a lot because of work. And when someone is, I don't mind a sock foot. What's the difference in a sock foot and a thin shoe? But when it's a barefoot and it's all up on the seat, for me, that's one. So we'll put the phones out there. 877-77-BOBBY. Any situation familiar? Hit us with that. Over to Morgan number two now, who's doing the skinny frame.
Bobby Boneshell.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Cole Swindell, Dustin Lynch, and Lauren Elena are headed out on the road together for the 25-day Reason to Drink Another Tour.
Yeah, so they already did the Reason to Drink Tour, so it's Reason to Drink Another Tour. It's like Luke Combs, This One's for You, 2.
Okay.
So it's the same tour, just extended. Yeah.
Listen up. There's a group of girls over there doing shots like
a... There you go, all right.
Garth Brooks celebrated the second anniversary of his Facebook Live series Inside Studio G with a special live episode from Facebook headquarters.
Yeah, here's Garth Brooks' new song, All Day Long.
Somebody's gotta feed that.
This one comes on, I turn it up.
Somebody's gotta take
all day long.
Somebody's gotta get all rowdy and race hell and care. Somebody's gotta dance with women.
What'd he do on that Facebook? Do you know?
He was just celebrating like the second year of getting to do all these cool series.
Well, what did he celebrate? Did you like the Planet Fitness guy get naked?
Oh, that'd be cool.
No, he just talked.
So some naked yoga?
But left his hat on, of course.
Of course. Yeah. What else, Morgan number two?
Brantley Gilbert shared on Instagram that he is in studio working on his next album and told fans, great things to come, be patient.
Well, that's confident. Great things to come.
Yeah, and I'm patient.
Yeah, not music to come. Great things to come.
Oh.
Be patient. Yeah, I like Brantley.
I'm Morgan number two, and that's the skinny.
Even the ones you say forget, you can bet they ain't forgotten.
Let's go over to Tori in Florida. Hey, Tori.
Hey, what's up?
What's up with you?
Not much, just getting ready to go into work.
Yeah, what kind of job you have?
I volunteer at an animal shelter.
Oh, that's work?
Yeah. My goal's vet school, so I get hours for it.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, you're going to be a vet. That's pretty cool.
That's the plan.
Yeah. A little harder than you thought, or what?
Oh, yeah. I have to take so many hard sciences.
Yeah. That's why I didn't do it, guys, if I'm being honest. Yeah,
that's why.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what would you like to say?
I just wanted to say I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys since I was like 10, and I'm turning 20 next month, so I grew up with you guys.
There you go. We love that. No, we do love that. We do. There's nothing we can do about getting older, guys. I'm 38. Nothing I can do. I started this thing when I was 17 years old. You're talking about I've been in this thing for 21 years. Some people are older than younger than 21 to listen to this show.
Man.
That's just part of life. We grow older. Thank you, Tori. I appreciate you. Appreciate you being with us for that long.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, I appreciate you. You can't let the age thing get you. Everybody's getting old. I used to think I'd be too young to get old. I'd be like,
yeah, now here we are.
Yeah. So I appreciate you.
Three years.
I'd be like, oh, I'm never going to get old. We started the radio show. I remember being like 21 doing the morning show. And there was another show in town that would just bash me. And they'd send me messages like, you stink. You're never going to make it. And I would be like, I'm never going to get old like you guys. And they were like 33.
Oh, yeah. You're older than them now. Yeah.
Now, I'm not angry and bitter.
Oh, boy.
But I just remember thinking, I'm never going to get old like that. But man. You do. People get old, man. That's what happens.
But I think some of the age is all in your attitude.
Absolutely.
And how you carry yourself.
Look at me.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Some of your age isn't part of that. The age is the age.
Yeah, I know. But Bobby, again, he didn't get all old and grumpy. He got old, but he stayed fresh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that, you know, our environment defines how whatever that word old means.
100%.
Because I had to grow up really quick. And then after I kind of figured out that part of it, I stopped. You know, I'm a Peter Panning at this point. But I had to grow up really quick because I was having to raise myself for a lot of my life. And so I was like, be an adult and then stay 19 forever. And so that's it.
No, I get it. Like, my pants are getting higher.
Oh, you're by far the oldest one on the show in many ways.
Yeah.
Like, you're only a few years older than us for real, but sometimes I feel like you're like 10.
Yeah, Eddie. Yeah.
Those kids will do that to you, man.
Yeah, Eddie, you're older. Okay, there you go.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This girl, Sarah, planned her wedding for 2 years, and then her wedding was canceled, and she was stuck with a $30,000 non-refundable venue and a ton of food that she had already paid for. So instead of letting it go to waste, the 25-year-old Indiana woman decided to put the space and the food to good use. She tried to donate the food to local shelters, but they can't accept cooked food. So she had everybody come to the venue and just said, hey, wherever you are, come on in. I got food. I got a space. And she fed people. And so she had a reception. You know what? It's awesome. I wonder why this is just me being kind of nosy. I wonder what happened with the wedding.
I know.
It's not in
like,
the story.
Like, it's not. And I love the story. And she took it. And it stinks that she has this big wedding she has to pay for. And so she's giving it back. What happened with that Sarah Cummins wedding, though, I wonder?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, good for her. She was happy that people were able to enjoy what she had put together for what had been her reception. And they said it helped her heal a little bit, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little
Maybe
bit.
Maybe just a little bit.
Not a whole lot.
Because we don't know what happened.
Yeah. That's
it. We wish we knew.
We wish we knew.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's crushing candy, getting boring, and you want to try something new, then you have to play the puzzle game Best Fiends. The game is so fun, you will not be able to put it down. If you're looking for something new or you're just tired of the same old boring match 3 game, download Best Fiends right now. It's fun to play by yourself or with friends and family. Play whenever, wherever, as long as you'd like. It's one of those games that you will enjoy, and you'll probably lose track of time playing. We play it here on the show, especially Web Girl Morgan. That's right. What's your name? Morgan number 2? We think you should play too. Turn it into a competition. You really play Morgan number 2?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, me too. I played a lot. I played a lot. Listen, it's called Best Fiends. Maybe you're traveling, you want to pass the time. You don't need the internet for Best Fiends. You can play on a flight. You can play in a cave. Believe me, you will not regret it. So download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, it's like best friends without the R. Best Fiends, it's a puzzle game. Morgan number 2, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan, a.k.a. Web Girl Morgan number 2, loves it as well. So there we have it, Best Fiends.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
over to Amy. We're going to get that morning corny on here. If you're in your car, you're listening later on in the day, you ready for a good laugh? Well, we got it for you.
The morning corny.
When at night do parents change the most diapers?
When at night do parents change the most diapers?
In the wee wee hours.
That was the morning corny.
There you go. Hey, by the way, we're talking about, you know, Amy at a restaurant, some guy's on speakerphone at a restaurant with everybody around. Like other things that people do they don't realize are kind of rude. Hey, Jake in Arkansas.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, what you got over there?
I was at a restaurant one time, and the people were changing their baby on a table.
No. Oh. No
yeah.
way.
Oh. Yeah.
Did anyone say anything to them?
No, it was before I had my first child, and I kind of put something on Facebook about it.
So now that you've had your own kid, though, do you feel like, oh, I get it, that's okay?
No.
Okay, just making sure. It's just the food and the poop near each other.
Oh. Yeah, no, no.
Yeah, they could have went to the bathroom or the car or something, but not on the table.
And it's tough for me because I don't have any kids to go, wouldn't do that. But I wouldn't do that.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, the food and the poop, too close. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Jake, appreciate that, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see you later. For me, it's a big feet thing. People on airplanes, they'll take their shoes off and put their feet all over everything. There's that fine line between awkward and rude, and we're talking about that. I was in the bathroom the other day at the airport, and a guy comes in FaceTiming his wife. I forgot about this till just now. He has her up on the phone, and he's talking to her FaceTiming, and everybody's standing at the urinal peeing.
That's messed up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm just thinking, does he not know because he FaceTimes her so much, and walking into the bathroom is probably a bit of a subconscious thing, like, gotta pee, gotta go to the bathroom, you don't pull your phone down. But there she was. I saw her face. I don't know what she saw on me.
Well, if you saw her face, it's like looking at mirrors, you know, in someone's truck.
I don't know about that, Eddie. Oh. Lisa in Kansas. Hey, what's happening, Lisa?
Hey, Bobby. I'm so excited to get to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. So what do you think? You see somebody doing what?
Yes, I work in retail. I work at a liquor store during retail. And, you know, when you're trying to help somebody when they come up and they are on the phone, and you're trying to, like, tell them how much they owe you, and they are just, like, looking at you like they're annoyed with you when you're just trying to help them get done.
Yeah, like, they're on the phone as they're trying to check out at the same time.
Yeah.
And so the person's like, that'll be 4217, and they're talking on the – it's a whole thing. It's all. Yeah, thank you for that. Appreciate that. Hey, Kelsey in North Carolina, what do you think about that?
Hi, I was getting a pedicure once, and the woman next to me was on FaceTime the whole time.
So she was talking to her friend on the phone?
Yes.
But what if her friend had been sitting next to her?
Yeah.
And talking?
Because
I don't want to hear the sounds coming from your phone the whole time, though. She was pretty loud.
But again, what if a friend was... Here's the reason I don't think that one's so crazy is because what if a friend was sitting there having that conversation with her? That's not against the rules. And I say that because my only friends are on my phone. And so if you're going to judge that, I get it. Technology. What are you saying?
Well, I was just thinking because a pedicure is like a friend activity. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you are sometimes with somebody else and you're having a conversation the entire time. So I'm with you. Sort of seems like a okay place to have a conversation, but not at a restaurant on speakerphone by yourself.
Yeah, Amy sticks to hers. Hers is the rude one. Yeah. Today is Matt LeBlanc's birthday. He's 51 years old. Joey from Friends. You know, I feel bad for the guys on Friends because we see Monica and she's 27 to 33, and then we see her today, and she's 50, but they're right next to each other. So we go, whoa, boy, look how she's aged. Or you see Joey with all his gray hair, and you go, wow, he got old quick. No, not really. We just keep watching him in their time machine of a syndicated television show. So it's a bit not fair to them, except for all the millions of dollars they get. Joey's 51. Because I'll do that with Chandler. I go, look at Chandler. Then I'll see, he'll pop up on my Instagram. I'm like, whoa, look at Chandler. That dude's old now. Except he is older. We just watch them at the same time all the time.
We did that too when he gained weight during the show. Remember that?
Ooh. That was drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got skinny when he was on drugs. And when he got off, he got kind of chunky again.
That was crazy.
Was it?
Well, yeah. I remember him thinking like, dang, he got
Joey's big. 51. Let's see. Joey and Monica were intended to be the couple of the show instead of Chandler and Monica. Joey wasn't written as a dumb character. Matt LeBlanc suggested it and started doing it. And then when Matt LeBlanc auditioned for the role, he only had $11 to his name. The first thing he bought, they said, was a hot dinner. I don't know how true that is. That's the first thing he bought was a hot dinner.
Nice. Splurged.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you have it. Some of those stories I feel like are made up a little after the fact.
Yeah.
Revisionist history a bit.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people lived in their car for sure.
Way more people lived in their car afterwards. I've got to insert that into my story at some point, right?
Oh, for sure.
Surely you did at some point.
But, I mean, maybe. I slept in there probably a couple nights.
Yeah. Okay.
Ding, ding.
And it fits. It fits because, you know, I didn't have the easiest upbringing, and I could easily go, oh man, for like 9 months I lived in my car. You know, because it does seem like a lot of celebrities go, yeah, I lived in my car for...
It's so true.
Like, prove it.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. So just go with it.
And some of them are telling the truth, and it ruins the ones that tell the truth. Apparently. All right, there you go. Thanks for hanging out. Here, I'll do this one. Hey, you're on the air, Tom in Georgia. We're talking about awkward things people do in public places.
Bobby.
Yes, sir. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say I was at IHOP the other day eating one of those lovely platters, you know, hash brown, sausage, bacon, over easy eggs. And as I'm digging into the eggs, someone blows their nose behind me.
Yeah. You got to go to the bathroom for that. You got to get away from where those nose snot particles can float into someone's eggs and bacon, you know? So they go through the Social Security Administration. And so in the United States, here are the top odd names from last year. 13 people named their baby Moo. M-O-O.
No.
Really?
Yes.
Like a cow?
7 girls and 6 boys.
Hey, Moo, come here.
Hey, Moo. Moo. That's how you get a Moo. At number 4, Espen, which is ESPN.
Duh.
16 kids were named Espen last year. At number 3, Lucifer.
Interesting.
Oh.
24 people were named after the old devil.
Wow.
I wonder if that's what's the appeal of Lucifer? Hey, Morgan, number 2, will you look that up? Tell me why someone would name their kid Lucifer. Yeah. I know there's a TV show called Lucifer, but again, isn't that based off the devil? And why would you name your kid after the devil?
Don't know.
That's number 3, but 24 people. More people name their kid Lucifer than Moo.
Yeah, I'd go Moo over Lucifer any day.
At number 2. Now, this one's a bit confusing because the name's ISIS, like ISIS. Like you would look and think, like, named after ISIS. But I don't think it is. I think that it's like EC.
Is that a character?
No, I have a friend named, and she's older. She's like 30. And she's Hispanic. Is that?
I don't know, man. I've never heard of that one.
ISIS.
I'm not Googling it, though.
I'm steering clear of anything ISIS.
And then the number 1 odd name is Tesla. 141 babies were named Tesla last year.
141?
Wow. Yeah. T-E-S-L-A, Tesla, like the car, like the company. Morgan, number 2, what'd you find about Lucifer? Like, what does the dictionary say about Lucifer, just in general?
I mean, it says it associates it with the devil.
The devil, right?
Yeah, so I'm not seeing anything. A lot of things are saying, don't name your kid this.
That's what I would say, yeah. Go ahead, Aim.
Okay, so the name, well, ISIS, but ISIS or whatever you were saying, is Egyptian, her strong character.
Okay, I thought that was something
feminist
else. Not
type.
ISIS, the right. Terrorist organization.
Yeah, you're right.
We got the devil and terrorists. 2 of the top 5 names.
That's that name has been around way before ISIS was founded, so it's just a little unfortunate.
And by the way, at number 10 on the list is Slayer. That sounds like a name.
Slayer?
Lunchbox and the Boys.
That is cool.
Of course.
6 boys are named Slayer.
Ooh, nickname Slay.
Hey, so
exactly.
What's the deal, Lunchbox? You got your baby. Let me get you a drum roll here. Have you named your son yet?
No, we have not come to it.
Oh my goodness.
Not a final decision, but
prelims are over?
Prelims are pretty much wrapping up. Last night we talked about it, and I know she loves Jackson. I said, listen, if you like Jackson so much, we can use it as a middle name.
Ooh, and I like that because you're giving in a little.
Yeah, I'm compromising, and I threw out Miles and Malcolm, because Malcolm is one of our favorite Survivor players ever. He's been on there like 3 or 4 times, and so we really and so I think it's a cool name. You don't hear it that often. And so I thought, Malcolm Miles, you call him Eminem.
Oh, boy. He's naming his kid after his favorite rapper and his favorite Survivor character.
Oh,
you
man.
Guys understand this?
Yeah.
And listen, you do you. For sure you do you.
But that's a good nickname, Eminem. Because he would have Miles Malcolm or Malcolm Miles.
But isn't a nickname supposed to be shorter than the real name? Eminem is 3 syllables. Malcolm is 2. Miles is 1. Like, it's harder to say the nickname than it is the first name.
Yeah. And we also are looking at Taylor because that's her mother's maiden name. So she wants to...
I like that.
As a dude.
Yeah, as a dude.
Taylor Jackson. I like that.
So that's where we're at right
now. Are those the only options on the table right now?
Right now, that's pretty much where we've circled. We've kind of come back to those.
So Jackson's off the table as a first name.
Right, but it is eligible for the middle name.
So you're looking at three names, basically. Miles, Malcolm, and Taylor.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I'm really going for the MM, so you can call it Eminem.
So that means no Jackson is the middle name.
Well, I know. But
just compromised. No, now you took back your
chip. Compromised it. Oh, if that's how it ends up, we can use Jackson as a middle name. Letting her think that I am, oh, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. But in reality, I'm like, let's.
What about Malcolm Jackson?
That's not bad.
Because then she gets her middle name. You get to pick one first name. What is it?
I like Miles.
So Miles Jackson.
Miles Jackson.
That's cute.
That is a cool
name.
Sounds
like a blackjack dealer. Yeah, Miles Jackson. Nah, come on up. Okay. So right now, you have three first names left. All right. And so Jackson's off the table. The baby will not be named Jackson. Is that
what
you're saying?
The first name will not be Jackson.
Okay.
Hey, Eminem.
See, isn't that cool? Like, don't you like that?
No.
No. Nope, nope, no.
You don't make a nickname to be longer than the real name.
Well... Yeah.
Or why don't you just name him Eminem?
No, that's crazy. No.
Oh, is it?
Oh, don't be crazy.
Is it Lunchbox?
Yes, that's nuts. I would not. Eminem, that would scar him for the rest of his life.
Okay. Well, I like it. When are you guys deciding it? You're done three names today.
Well, hopefully today because, let's be honest, the kid's a week old today.
Yeah.
And so we need to buckle down.
Let's be honest.
We need to quit putting it off. Keep going. Oh, we'll decide tomorrow. We'll decide tomorrow. And then the next day we find a different name and we're like, oh, what about that name?
He'll understand.
You're making progress though. You're actually moving things around. It's not you don't know. You now have three names.
Yeah.
And a possible middle name. That's good. Yeah. Thanks for the update. Look at that guy, Malcolm. No, Miles. You'd go Miles.
I like Miles.
Is there anyone named Miles Jackson? Because you have to Google that, too.
Yes. Oh.
Like anyone famous.
Make sure.
Anybody locked up?
Yeah.
Because that's one of the things they say when you pick a baby name is to see if anyone famous or like a serial killer.
Yeah.
No.
Because with Miles, I think of Miles Teller, the actor who was in the drumming movie. What was that movie called?
Whiplash.
Whiplash.
Ooh, Miles Jackson, he's a tennis player.
Nah, he's an instructor. He's good.
Oh, he's good?
Yeah, he's a recruiter.
Country Club of Louisville or what?
So you're fine. You're fine.
All right. A Southwest Airlines employee was arrested and charged with voyeurism on Sunday because he apparently put a camera in the bathroom.
Oh.
A witness told KIRO-TV that he saw police officers surround the suspect, put him in handcuffs near gate B9. The suspect, who worked for Southwest, was arrested on suspicion of voyeurism. He was booked, went before a judge yesterday. Prosecutors say put a camera in the bathroom at the gates. He admitted he had done it four or five times before. Man, what a creep, huh?
Oh.
He will work with the appropriate authority. Anyway, it wasn't on an airplane. You ain't seeing nothing in the airplane except people try to squeeze into one of those. And they use a picture of him, like smiling real big, as this is who the guy is. If he didn't already think he was creepy enough, that's a weirdo.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Guy in Virginia goes into the bathroom and there's a big old snake in his toilet bowl. A ball python. He said in a Facebook post, he spotted the snake poking its head out of the toilet hole. It wasn't all the way in there. He was just like, what is that little thing poking its head out of there? And so they tied a noose and they pulled the snake out and they thought it was a prank.
Oh.
It wasn't. It was identified as a ball python. The snake had gone missing from the person who owned it, like disappeared through a toilet hole or a hole and come up through another toilet hole.
So the guy, scary.
I mean, how about that? I wonder if anyone's ever sitting on a toilet and they get it in the butt from a snake.
Yeah,
no.
Because that's what we all think.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, there's a snake in the toilet? Like, I wonder if it, like, if I'm sitting there and it jumps out and bites me on the butt.
Yeah, that's why it's scary.
Yeah, but I never heard of that. People always tend to look down the toilet before they have a seat. And after, frankly. But yeah, that's the whole thing. Hey, Patrick in Arkansas, what you got, buddy?
Hey, guys. Yes, sir. I was a police officer not long ago and got a call to a house for a disturbance and got there and there was a possum in the house. Now, why they didn't call animal control, I have no idea.
They called the cops because of a possum.
Yes, and I'll just tell you think big, strong police officers not scared of anything? No, Bobby, that is not correct. I was terrified.
Yeah, and they're violent and they're mean and they're angry.
Yeah.
They, I had one come in my house and he ran into my leg. I thought it was my dog. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I saw my dog in the backyard, and I was like, what was that? That hit my leg. And I looked back, and there's a possum. And he's going, ugh. And so I had to get a broom. I didn't kill him, but I got a broom and let him out the door. But that possum wasn't having any of my business. Hello, Mandy in Arkansas. You're on.
Hey, what's up?
You're up. What you got?
So let me just start by saying that I was in Peru up in the Andes Mountains when this happened. It was not in my actual house, but we come back to the house and there was a large black cow in the kitchen. We walk in and he's just chilling there looking at our table of food, and we weren't really sure what to do. So we all kind of start like dancing around it, just trying to scare it off, and it finally just moseyed on out.
You danced around the cow to scare it off?
Well, they say like we were like trying to scare it. So we were all kind of like jumping like an Indian type dance, I guess. I don't know.
Interesting.
Wow.
Well, okay, there you go. This is Mandy from Arkansas. Listen, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm from Arkansas, right? And all the calls are from Arkansas. Hey, Sierra in Arkansas.
Yes.
So you go, you get out of the shower, you grab a towel, and then what happens?
So I grab the towel out of my cabinet, and I drop a snake out of it.
Whoa! No way.
Mm. Yes. I was so scared. I started screaming. So, of course, my husband came to the rescue.
So what did he do? Scream and run, too?
Get away. The snake did get away, but he assured me that it was okay, and of course, I'm terrified, so I was freaking out for days.
Let me tell you something about snakes. Just talking to someone who's been around them a lot, they don't want to bother you. They want to bother you less than you want to bother them. They're more scared of you than you are them. The only time a snake will really go after you is if they're threatened, and that's it. The only time I've ever had a snake, you know, pop a boot if I'm out in the woods, is if you almost step on it. They don't come hunting for you. They don't hear someone going, shh. It's not like the movies where a snake's like, let's get him, Frank. That doesn't happen. The only time a snake will do anything aggressive, unless they're hungry, is when they're threatened. They're like us as humans. Unless we're hungry or threatened, we don't go taking stuff or getting...
Why are you taking the snake side?
Because I feel like they get an unfair rap. No one's out here sticking up for the snakes. So I'll fight for the little man again. That's all I do.
All right.
Just fight for the little man.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Lightning struck a church in New Hampshire, causing a fire, so local roads were shut down so that fire trucks could get through. And a woman, an older woman who lives in the area, had just gone to the grocery store, and she had to get her groceries home and put away so the food didn't go bad. But roads were blocked, so she decided she was going to try to carry her groceries. Well, when an officer saw her, he was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I got this. So he carried her groceries half a mile home uphill.
Wow. Look at that.
I know.
Got that milk from being spoiled, too.
So awesome. Going above and beyond. That's what we call that.
There you have it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Kelly in Florida, what's happening?
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling. What you want to say?
I just want to say that I know you guys hear this a lot, but I'm a huge fan. I know you guys have busy lives, but I have to tell you, your show and you guys have gotten me through some really rough times, and I just appreciate the positivity, the great outlook on life, and my four-year-old every morning says I want to listen to Bobby Bones and the Planet song every morning in the car.
Oh, the old Raging Kittyet song, the Planet song. Yeah, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Well, I'll say this. On the opposite spectrum of not positive... That they're throwing a cocktail party in my honor tonight. Are you guys going to this?
Yeah.
Because I invited no one.
Okay. Oh. I don't have an invite to
that. I don't have an invite to that.
Check your email. Are y'all sure?
Yes.
I'm sure you got invited. But they were like, who do you want to invite to this thing? And I said, actually, I don't want to invite anyone. Because who wants... It's just weird. I don't want to go and have people have... Everybody's pressured to come to something. I don't even know what we're doing.
I didn't feel pressure.
What did the invite say?
It said, in honor of Bobby being on the cover of a magazine, we're having this cocktail hour.
But what am I supposed to do? Tell jokes?
I don't know. I felt like, hey, if this was for me, Bobby would be there to support me.
That's
so
right.
I'm
I would
go.
Like that. Can we make it about you?
No, I'm not trying to make it about me at all. It's just
it's so awkward.
I know. It's probably awkward because, first of all, you're on the cover of a magazine.
That's not awkward. I'm fine with that because I don't have to hang out with it.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know if there would be... I'm picturing when we walk in, just you everywhere on the cover of a magazine.
Yeah, but... Yeah, well, that's tonight. At like 5:30 or something?
5.
Is there free food?
Don't know.
Do we know?
Don't know the details, but probably some hors d'oeuvres and
I don't even like birthday parties
cocktails.
About me. I have trouble. I have trouble with celebrations of me.
Well, don't worry about anybody feeling pressure or you feeling pressure to perform. I mean, these are people that want to support you and they want to come out.
In what?
Support you in, like, this is a cool thing. Like, being on the cover, it's cool.
That's awkward.
But nobody expects anything of you.
Morgan, number two, you want to do a 24-year-old's?
Yeah, let's
do it. Here we go.
What do 24-year-olds care about?
So Shark Week started this week. And
for who?
Amy's?
No. Real Shark Week.
Oh, they're all like on
Discovery
TV.
Channel.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. professional athletes are getting super involved with it. Shaquille O'Neal is hosting the whole thing. Ronda Rousey was on it. Aaron Rodgers, Lindsey Vonn, and Rob Gronkowski.
I never really got into Shark Week, I guess because I didn't watch it. Does anyone here watch Shark Week?
No.
And, like, get into it so much? It's humongous. Everybody tweets about it all night.
The one time that Michael Phelps was going to race a shark.
I watched that, too. True.
They tricked us, though.
Yeah, I did watch that, too, and I thought, I hope the shark eats him, you know? Because we were all watching it. It's like watching a NASCAR race. You just kind of watch him for the wreck, or like a hockey. Yeah. You want to see him fight.
We're like, how's the shark going to stay in its lane?
Yeah, here we are.
We didn't know it was going to be a virtual shark.
We didn't know the shark was going to run his thing, and then we're going to time him, and then Michael Phelps was going to run his thing. Because in our hearts, we were hoping the shark would bite him, right?
Yes. Yeah,
that's why we thought this was an interesting thing. So, that's this week, huh?
Yep.
Shark. And what channel is that? Like Animal Planet or something?
It's on the Discovery Channel, so whatever that is for everybody.
There you go. That's what 24-year-olds care about. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? I don't know why you guys didn't get an invite. I'm very thankful they put me on the magazine cover. I just am weird with people having celebrations for me.
Maybe they took you seriously and they're like, he doesn't want to invite them, so don't invite him.
Oh, I gave no names. I think people that I work with invited people. They said, who do you want to invite? I said, I don't want to make anyone feel like they have to come to something for me.
Yeah.
I don't, again, even birthday parties make me feel uncomfortable. I guess we're doing that tonight.
Yeah.
What do we wear?
Yeah. I mean, what do you want us to wear, dude? It's your
Let's
night.
All wear what that Planet Fitness guy wore.
Oh. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Naked.
Let's do on
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
In 1995, Shania Twain had the number one song with Any Man of Mine. It was her first ever number one song.
Any man of mine.
First number one from Shania right there. 1995. Morgan, number two, went to the Shania show. Did you love this?
I loved it so much.
Did she play all the hits?
Yes, every single one.
Did she play a lot of new songs?
She played like 4 or 5 new songs, yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty good amount. I'm okay with that. Man, the worst is when like a legend artist wants to play their whole new album.
Come on.
I went to see R.E.M. once and they didn't play any hits. They played all new records.
Oh, like, terrible.
I was like, this is miserable. This isn't even middle. This is worse than if I wouldn't have come to the show. I have no interest in watching. I am not Mr. Live Music guy who likes to just go enjoy live music if I don't know any of the words. Mm. I like to go and sing along and hear songs I'm comfortable with. It's much like when people listen to the radio. You mostly like to hear songs that you know and sing along to and like, oh, this is fun, which is why it's so hard to break a new song because people like what they're familiar with. Somebody's just playing live music, unless they're just amazing, which is 0.0001, I'm good. It's like at a wedding, give me a DJ that plays the hit. Just spin the song. I'm not trying to get a band unless they're good. But Shania, 4 or 5 songs is good. I'm more of a Garth type guy. Where he plays one new song that I never heard.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And then the rest are all hits. You know, Garth, he's opening up his tour with this one. My favorite thing about Garth, he's so deliberate. He tells everyone, hey, when you come, the first song is going to be all day long. So get ready for it. And then you come and it's... And you're ready for it. You listen to it. You know it. There's something about that Garth Brooks cat that makes me think he's going to be around for a while.
He's got it down.
I don't know what it is. Sometimes we get these emails from the building. The people who run over. What's the email say?
Oh, he mad. It's the main man of the building. He said, hey, whoever had a dog in the building earlier, please come see me.
Ooh. Well,
who was it?
I would bet that the dog pooped in the building.
Okay.
Not that you can't have a dog.
I wonder how that meeting's going to go down, though. Come see me?
Yeah. you know, a lot of jobs are pretty lax about dogs these days.
That's true.
As long as they don't poop in the building or you clean up after them. Yeah, that's not good. We have a segment called Raymundo Regrets. Do you know about this?
No.
Oh, boy.
What so, is it?
Our audio producer, he sits in the glass room and just cuts audio all day. He's Raymundo.
Ray's Regrets.
Yeah, Ray's Regrets. What do you regret, Raymundo?
Yeah, so about 5 years ago, I was at a Jake Owen concert, and luckily I got backstage. I couldn't even believe I got that. And I was just talking to Jake, just rapping out with him, and he goes, it was probably about 11 o'clock at night. It was a Thursday night. I'd work the next day, and he goes, hey, man, you want to party with me tonight? Like, go back on the bus, back to my house, just party, you and me, just party tonight. I thought about it, and I looked at Jake Owen, and I said, nah, man, I'm good, man. Take care, dude.
Oh, and that's a regret?
Yeah. That was Ray's Regrets.
You're still thinking about that one?
Holding on to that 5 years later, yeah.
I tell my buddies, too, and they're all like, man, you are an idiot. You hear that song like
we did then. There's a website called rentahitman.com. Have you seen this?
Oh, that's not good.
What? No, no, it's not what you think it is, first of all. It's a website, like, get hits. So, rentahitman.com. So, he owns this here. And people are coming to him, though, to actually rent hitmen.
Oh, well,
to
yeah.
To have them kill someone. But you think you go to a website and you can just go, oh, when do I find a hitman? Rent
well,
a hitman.
I
and
always
you hire
wonder where they do find these guys.
Probably Craigslist or a buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
The owner of a website called rentahitman.com says he is unintentionally attracting the attention of people who want to have someone else killed.
Dang.
It's an IT business. Like, you get hits on a website.
Nevada's Bob Innes originally set up rentahitman.com to be an IT solutions portal. But over the years, some of the inquiries have been frightening, even criminal. In one email under services requested, a man from Los Angeles writes, kill two people I hate, take the car keys and deliver the car to me. If the solicitor seems serious, Innes will start a dialogue and ask if they'd like a field operative to contact them.
Yeah.
Scary.
They've saved over 100 lives because people continue to contact him to kill people.
Wow.
That's insane.
My thing is, if I wanted to hire a hitman, I wouldn't think that there would just be a regular website. The web's got to be dark for something like that. You don't go to the light web. You got to figure out that path into the dark web.
I don't think the people that are going to that website are the brightest.
Rent a hitman. And I want to buy one. I'm trying to rent. If I get a hitman, I need to own that. I wonder how much that costs, though, too. But yeah, that's the deal. rentahitman.com. You see the flight that was infested with bed bugs?
Oh, no.
A 17-hour flight was infested with
bed bugs. 17 hours?
Yeah.
I didn't even know those existed.
Passengers on flights from Newark Liberty International Airport to India
are
complaining because their seats were infested with bed bugs. Like, they're sitting in the seats and they're getting
And what do
bed
you do?
Bugs.
When you find it, there's nowhere for you to go. You're 30,000 feet.
And you're flying from Newark, which is in the northeast part of America, and you're flying to India. There's nowhere to go.
You're stuck.
There's a baby who was covered in bites.
Oh, no.
Another passenger with the airline that all of them, they show bug bites. Him and three kids all paid.
Oh.
There's nothing you can do. It's worse than snakes on a plane.
That's the next movie that comes
out? Bed bugs on a plane.
Yeah, and snakes.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Apparently today's National Tequila Day, and I was reading this story about the most expensive bottle of tequila, $3.5 million.
Whoa.
For tequila. I would just, like, I've never had a drink of alcohol. I would take a drink of that.
You would?
I would want to know what, first of all, here would be the plan. If someone said, hey, Bobby, we know you've never had a drink of alcohol, but we'd like for you to taste this $3.5 million bottle of tequila. What I would do first is drink crappy tequila. Because if I'm going in, I'm going in. I live my life like that. When I lower my head, I run. So I would go, give me the crap stuff. Like, what's a crappy tequila lunchbox?
Oh.
Or even a cheap tequila or a middle tequila.
A Swerzo or something like that?
Yeah, Salsa.
Load me up with the Swerzo, I'd say. So I take some Swerzo.
Salsa.
Okay.
What's
the difference to me?
If it's in a plastic bottle, drink it.
Yeah, so, but then I would make my palate comfortable with the crap.
Okay.
That's all I would know. And then I would have the good stuff. It's named Passion Azteca, and it's the bottle has 4,000 diamonds in it.
Wow.
The bottle was filled with unique 6 years aged 100% blue agave tequila. So the bottle is a really, really expensive part of it. I guess the tequila is only worth thousands of dollars, or the bottle is worth all of that.
So it's just the bottle.
But even then, I would be curious to know what really expensive tequila tastes like. Expensive anything.
Yeah, it shouldn't taste bad. It should taste really good. And the cheap stuff, sometimes it makes you gag.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, my thing is, when I drink tequila...
When I taste...
Does it take you back?
Yeah, you know. Sky High in Colorado. Yeah. That's also something I've never done. I've never smoked.
Is that what he means by that?
Yeah.
Oh, Sky High in Colorado? Absolutely.
Oh, I thought they were just on a mountain.
Yeah. Okay. Up in the clouds. Yeah.
Listen, maybe they do. In my head, that's not where I go.
Okay, okay.
Country music is so funny how people think country music's the clean, safe songs.
Yeah, I do.
It's
my
so
kids.
Full of alcohol and drug references. All of it, all the time. And everyone's like, yeah, that's okay. You find in it what you want to find in it.
The first line in my favorite song right now, I'm like, whoa, that's on the radio?
What's up?
So my favorite song right now is Hotel Key by Old Dominion. Mm-hmm. I listen to it all the time. And the first line or so is talking about walking down the street, basically feeling high from half an ounce.
Yeah, I wonder what that is. We ain't talking about H2O.
Half an ounce, that's like half a shot.
No, but they do drink in the song too. And then
But I don't care. What do I care?
Yeah.
I have nothing against anything. Yeah. As long as you're hurting animals, you're hurting kids, I'm good. Do your deal. Have your fun.
When I taste tequila.
I think tequila's worse than weed is. I never had either one of them. I think alcohol's worse than weed is.
I was watching Dr. Oz the other day. There was some pretty good stuff about medicinal marijuana.
I was watching that too, where they had all these guys' pills out.
Yeah, he was a ex-NFL football player that got it hooked on or had pain, then had all these pills.
Bottles and bottles of pills
to control the pain. And then he now just has to take a couple puffs of marijuana a day.
Instead of the medicine.
Oh, okay. And then he got rid of all of those pills.
I'm trying to think. So you saw that on Dr. Oz?
I did, yeah.
I saw that on your Insta story.
Oh.
But you thought it was Dr. Oz.
I knew what it was, and I went and looked it up. I did, but I saw Amy post it, and then looked at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And not to get on a whole horse there. I don't want to get on any horse this morning. Yeah. But, that's a $3.5 million. Remember the story about the guy who bought the, 10,000 bottle of... vodka,
and then he
dropped it in the club.
Dropped it. He broke it. I mean,
yeah.
You'd have to get down on the floor and start trying to
lick it up. I think I would just run if I hadn't paid for it.
Oh yeah, good point.
Feet don't fail me now. I'm out of here. I'm out of there, man. So yeah, there's the deal. I have a lot of alcohol in my house, and again, I don't drink, but I keep saving it.
Props to you, man, to have all that liquor there and not want to open one up and.
But
drink
he doesn't
it.
Have a. If he had a problem, it would be props to him. He doesn't have a problem.
Hey, I don't have a soda problem, but if there's a bottle of Coke in my cupboard, I'm drinking it.
Well, then you kind of have a soda problem.
Oh, okay. I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Same thing with popcorn at my house.
Oh, you have a popcorn problem.
I do. I have a popcorn problem.
So I have a sugar problem, one that I have to constantly watch.
Yeah.
So I can't keep sugar in my refrigerator. I eat it. You did that with popcorn.
Ever since we got kids, they love popcorn. Granted, it's a healthier version that we buy, and it's already popped. No, no, she's in the microwave. But
Amy's eating kernels. She's in a corner hiding, eating kernels.
But once the bag gets opened, I can't stop.
It's tough.
So much so to where sometimes my friends are like, they call me out on it. They're like, if you have popcorn today, I'm like, yeah.
It's okay, Amy.
I need you guys to know so you can hold me accountable.
Eddie, yours is soda.
Oh, for sure,
What's
man.
Yours, lunchbox?
Ooh, I like graham crackers.
That's a weird one, but that's all right. I get it.
Man. You put some peanut butter on those graham crackers, woo, I'll eat a whole box of them suckers.
Yeah, so you don't keep them in the house or what?
No.
Interesting.
You guys don't eat graham crackers?
I mean, yeah.
I
have a Capri Sun problem.
I don't crave them.
They'll get you.
Morgan number two sent me a story about sequels. And sequels aren't usually the best, but what's your favorite movie series ever with all the sequels included? Like, you have to think about that. I think the Terminator series is pretty good.
It's really good.
In Terminator 2, oddly, the sequel was better than the first one. And even T3 was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough to beat that. Morgan, number two, what do you think about this? What's your favorite movie sequel package?
The Transformers.
Oh, man, I hated Transformers.
I like them.
Oh.
It was just, it's so much fluff.
Yeah.
You know, I like substance. That's why I like the...
That's why you like T2, T3.
Good one.
Okay, Transformers is your all. You like all of them.
Yes, I'm obsessed with Bumblebee.
The
He's
yellow
my
one?
Favorite. Yeah.
Okay, so I go Terminator. You go Transformers. Boy, mine's kind of dated though, huh?
Yeah. Well, I have an older one than
What's
you.
Yours?
Back to the Future.
Those are solid. Though.
Solid.
I loved Back to the Future 3, and people hated that one.
Oh, I loved it too. It was going in the Western days.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
It's good stuff.
Favorite movie set, Amy?
Iron Man.
Yeah, that's good. Now, would all the Avenger movies count together? Because if so, that probably takes the
you
lead.
You tell me. I don't know. But I like Iron Man 1, 2, 3.
Did they make Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
They did? Was it good? I saw Iron Man 1 and 2. What's he?
Mike D says it wasn't good.
3 wasn't that good, no.
Oh, well. Avengers was amazing.
Yeah, but I don't know that that counts. Maybe just the Avengers count together.
Oh.
Okay, Lunchbox. Amy says Iron Man. Morgan number 2 says Transformers. Eddie says
Back to the Future.
And I'm a Terminator.
Oh, it's easy, guys. Come on, you're forgetting the best one of
all. Go ahead.
American Pie.
Oh, I didn't see 2.
Is there more than 2?
Yeah, there's 3 of them. The Wedding. Man, American Pie, The Wedding. Come on. You guys are kidding me. Okay. That is so good.
Thinking along those lines, I love Meet the Parents and then...
If there's only 2, does that count? Because if so, then I probably put Major League up there.
Oh, those are so good.
They're old, good one. But only if you do 1 and 2. Like, what's the rules here, Morgan, number 2? Can there be, at 3 at least?
I would think so, yeah, because 1 or 2 is not really a series.
Another great one is Rocky, because they're even...
Oh, come on. Best.
They're even continuing it right now with... Yeah.
Rocky.
Oh,
with Apollo's son.
Okay, yeah, let me throw another one in there then. Mission Impossible.
Yeah, really?
I've never seen a Mission Impossible. Me either. They're that good?
Oh, y'all need to go back
they're
to the
really good. And if you go back and watch the first one, it's from the 90s, right? It's what's crazy is that they're doing things are like, this is so futuristic, but it's the iPhone now. I mean,
really?
Our technology now is better than what they were predicting then. The movies are still really good, though.
You know what's really good? Is Matt Damon, Born.
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
That actually might take over for me as
me
number
too.
One. I
but
didn't even think
get,
of it.
This is why I don't do jury duty, because I get shifted quickly.
Yeah.
Nope, you're right. Yeah, Born Identity, Born Supremacy. The one where the dude from the bow and arrow... Avenger?
Yes.
What's that was even name? Good.
Jason Statham?
No.
His name's Jason Bourne, but no. Jeremy Renner.
Sorry.
That's close.
You guys are just saying words at this
Jason
point.
Jason Statham.
That's what I was going to say. Even with Matt Damon not in it, still good.
That was still good.
Yeah.
Hey, what about the Takens?
No.
I don't like Takens?
Ooh,
I love the
skit?
First one, but I didn't think the second one was that good.
Oh.
I don't even think
how many
finished.
Times can you get taken?
A lot. The daughter, the mom, everyone.
Yeah, like I've probably got a watch on everybody.
The aunt gets taken.
Hey, your fourth cousin just got... Oh, well,
what are the odds?
I got a special skill. You know the routine. I got a special skill, talents. I'll get you. All right. I'll see you in about 1 hour and 40 minutes, Chris. Okay? We'll have the battle. That's the movie. Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. Good one over there, Morgan, number 2.
Thank you.
I think the Bourne movies, though, win in the end for me. I've been drinking coconut water a bit more lately. I just get tired of water. I don't like the taste of water. I guess there is no taste of water, but Lunchbox loves water. Like, I'm fine without it.
Mm.
And I'm supposed to stay hydrated, but you stay hydrated, and then you have to pee all night. But if you don't pee all night, you're probably not properly hydrated, so I'm in this world of I don't even know. So I've been drinking coconut water, and it doesn't taste good, right? Coconut water tastes terrible.
Oh, it doesn't?
Oh, I like it.
Not at first, it doesn't. It's an acquired taste that I've developed now for it, where it's actually pretty good to me.
Oh.
But I wonder if it's anything like beer, where it is awful at first, and you just drink enough of it because you have to, and you go, well, this is not so bad. Is that what beer is?
Probably.
I don't know, but I crave the taste of beer, and I can't remember the day that I didn't. Like,
when you first tasted beer.
Oh, you hated it.
Okay.
There's no chance. No one I have ever met in my life said first time they had beer, oh, that's so good. You like spit it out like, oh.
Yeah, that's what I felt about coconut water. So I think I just because I don't want to drink water all the time, I drink this stupid coconut water. And it's like that.
I've
like,
seen that at the store, and I always think it maybe tastes like a snow cone or something.
It doesn't.
No?
Hey, think about a snow cone in your head.
Okay, I'm thinking about
now
it.
Now think about what the opposite of that tastes like.
Oh, okay.
Ugh. That's what coconut water is.
Oh, got it, got it.
It's opposite of a snow cone. So there's that, and I don't drink coffee. I was reading this story about how just smelling coffee makes you alert, because what happens is that smell triggers the same thing in your brain that drinking coffee does, because when you drink it, you smell it. So if you smell it, it feels like, oh, I must be drinking it. So it actually... makes you a little more alert just smelling coffee. I don't like the smell of coffee. I like the smell of gas, though.
Oh, the gasoline? Like
yeah.
The pump?
Do you guys like the smell of gasoline?
No. I don't.
Yeah.
You don't?
No.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to smell. The worst is if I've just showered, washed my hair, and then I have to go get gas, and then I get in the car, and my hair smells like gasoline.
Is there any smell that you smell that you like that other you're like, oh, that's weird to other people? Because I love the smell of gasoline. Like, I sit at the gas pump.
Yeah. Like, I hear people complain about going to those hibachi places because, you come out smelling like food. I love smelling like the hibachi place.
You like smelling like
yes.
food. Yeah. That's interesting.
I got one. Like the hookah bars. That smells so good.
Flavored smoke, I guess.
Yes, flavored smoke, I guess, is what you'd call it. I like the smell of that.
I like the smell of nail polish.
Oh.
Probably because you like painting your nails. Right? I mean, that's what I assume it would be. Yeah. If you like painting your nails, you probably like this smell associated with it. Does your daughter paint her nails yet? Do you let her do that?
Yeah,
does she? Does she like to do that?
She doesn't do it herself, but I will do it for her.
Is she not big enough to do it herself? Is she 11?
Yeah, well,
I paint my own nails at 11. Come on.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. I guess she probably could. She doesn't ever, but I don't know that she would keep it in on her fingernail lines. It's all very new to her, but she likes red.
They didn't paint nails in Haiti?
Not really. I guess unless people were coming to visit the orphanage and they brought fingernail polish and just did it as an activity.
Mm. Is there anything that they're exposed to now where they're like, wow, this is totally weird, but it's really is... It, to you, it was weird to that. It was weird to them. Like they get here, and you're like, "Oh, I didn't even think that was this was a thing."
I'd have to think about it for a little bit. No, they've been pretty excited about anything. Nothing's weirded them out. Her getting her hair done was probably the biggest deal because they would braid her hair, but we actually put in extensions, and that's probably the one thing where she's just like, "My life is made."
Do you still see people looking at you guys because you have two black children, you're two white adults, or do you not see that anymore because it's just your life?
No, it still happens.
Do you notice people noticing?
I get people, I feel, and sometimes I'm like, am I feeling this way just because it's in the back of my head, or are they really staring and wondering? And I'll, and you know, and then sometimes they'll ask, those really your kids?
What?
I'm like, yep, they're really mine. Yep. Are you with their dad or what? Well, nope. Dad's white. They think I'm clearly with a black male.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You get that.
Are those really your kids or what?
Yes.
Yeah, what a question. Well, I don't think I would ever ask that to anyone.
No.
Mm, yeah.
And maybe it's...
remember the guy that straight up asked my son, is that really your mom? He thought I had taken him from somewhere.
You're abducted again?
Yeah.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Amy said her kids were kind of freaked out by the ice machine early.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. They're still obsessed with ice. But at the beginning, it was very much the ice came out of the refrigerator because at the orphanage, they did not have ice.
It's also Haiti. It's so hot.
Ice is actually a really hot commodity. If you can have ice and sell ice,
I get it.
It's a great way to make money if you can produce ice in Haiti. So the ice maker, and they want ice in everything.
Will they just eat ice?
Yeah, they'll just get ice and... If I make them a cup of water with no ice or not enough ice, it's a big deal. They love the ice.
I found myself, in Biloxi, I did a stand-up show at the Golden Nugget, and I found myself ordering ice water at dinner.
Oh, fancy you.
I'm turning into my grandma.
Why?
Well, I found myself at a casino ordering an ice water and eating wasabi peas from this big can, which is what she used to do all the time. My grandmother raised me for a long time in my life. But I don't think you need to order ice water anymore. You can just say water. Do you ever get water without ice?
No,
I
never.
I'm saying they don't give it
to
you.
No, naturally they'll just give you water without ice.
I think the way to do it is just water, and they bring it to you with ice. Right. You say no ice if you don't want it.
Iced water.
I say, I'll take an ice water, please. And I was like, I'm such a douche. Like, I just ordered an ice water.
It's pretty funny.
I'll take an ice water with a straw, please.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go. Amy's pile now.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Hairy-chested men. Out. So I didn't know how many men in here shave their chest or laser off their chest or have chest hair.
Mm-mm. Well, full disclosure, since I have a deal with Ideal Image, I got the top part of my chest lasered off. I know Amy didn't know if I was going to say that or not.
She's
looking at me like, you're going to admit to it. But I do. I'm happy with that. I don't like hair anywhere.
Good for you.
I hate hair.
Yeah.
Except my head. I got a full head of hair. Other than that, I got nothing else. I'm not worried about hair anywhere.
Yeah.
So no chest hair for me.
85% of men between the ages 18 to 35 now trim or wax their body hair, chest, back, legs, and more.
Yeah, I did the top part of my neck back too. I had a bunch of moles I got cut off, so these weird hairs were growing out. It looked like octopus arms were coming out of it. Yeah, I know. But they took care of that too. Chest hair. Lunchbox has all of his hair.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Look at that.
Lunch's hair connects from his face down to his stomach.
It doesn't end.
It's basically a road all the way down. Yeah, what else, Anne?
Okay, so here's something cool if you love McDonald's French fries. Every Friday from now until the end of 2018, they're going to be giving away free French fries. All you have to do, there is a catch though, you have to download the McDonald's app and then spend only $1, and then you get the free fries. And that's every Friday for the rest of the year.
But you could spend a dollar and actually get fries, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you're not really getting it for free.
But you're getting something else.
Yeah, you're getting something else.
It is a better deal.
Yeah. Order a
$1. If you just wanted fries, you can just go get fries for a dollar. Yeah. But I got you. What else?
Okay. And if it's not on Instagram, did it really happen? According to a new survey, more and more millennials are choosing their travel destinations based on how much of the trip they'll be able to post on Instagram and it look good. So like if they go to a destination and it's not very photographable or Instagrammable. Is Instagrammable a word?
Everywhere is Instagrammable as you make it.
Excuse me?
Instagrammable as you make it.
And then another thing that millennials are choosing when it comes to their vacation destination is availability of alcohol, personal development, and chances to experience the local cuisine.
Yeah, you can go anywhere for that, right?
Yeah, I can go right down the street right now for that.
Speaking of local cuisine, well, I don't know if this is local, but not, it's just cuisine. But caviar, I read how the proper way to eat caviar. Did you know it's not supposed to be with a spoon?
Who eats caviar?
I've never had it. Yeah. I don't know.
Neither have
but
I.
But I'm just telling you, if you're ever put in a situation and you want to act like you know what you're doing, you don't eat it with a spoon or on a cracker. They say you're supposed to put it on that place on the top of your hand in between your thumb and your index finger and slurp it off your hand.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't even know what that is.
No clue.
All right.
Well, next time you're there, you'll know how to eat it. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Woo! The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, we're going to wrap for today. You want to hear the whole show back? Just go over to iHeartRadio and search for Bobby Bones Show on demand. Also, the new podcast is up on the BobbyCast. You can search for that. BobbyCast and Eddie and I talk about where bands got their names. A lot of those I didn't know. Pretty interesting. So if you like music and you like bands or you like names, any of those, that's the podcast for you.
We have three.
Yeah. That's it. You can follow the show Instagram and Twitter, Bobby Bones Show. And we will see you on Wednesday. Appreciate you for being here. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones.